What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome everyone to my Saturday broadcast of Psychic View. I'm actually happy that you all have rediscovered that I'm on Saturdays now. I was on Fridays for the last year and a half or so. I've moved it back to Saturdays because that seems to be a better time slot for folks to find me. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida. What's your question for me today?
Well, I've been wondering about relocating. I've got a daughter that lives in Kansas City, Kansas, and I'm kind of going on the fence back and forth whether I should just stay where I am here in Central Florida or possibly relocate to Kansas.
So have you ever heard the expression, no matter where you go, there you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So my only reservation about you moving to Kansas City, Kansas, is the weather.
Yes.
So here you are in Florida, beautiful place, okay? I actually think that the biggest problem is not so much moving to be closer to your daughter. I think the bigger problem is the lonesomeness that you find yourself in. And that, of course, being closer to your daughter automatically takes care of that lonesomeness maybe a couple of times a week. But what I'm getting here with you is that it's not saying a move sort of solves the lonesomeness problem, Julia. What it says here instead is that an active participation in something that you already care about would actually bring you the kind of friends or recreate a bit of a family for you. Because what I think might happen down the road is your daughter might end up ultimately moving closer to you.
Oh, okay.
So it's saying put off that decision. A matter of fact, if I had a magic eight ball in front of me right now and I turned it over, it would say ask again later. Because right now is not the time. I know, right?
I love that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember those.
It's saying, yeah, right? So it's saying the better time to actually make that decision would be March of next year. Now, by March of next year, all the shenanigans that have been going on for the last year will have calmed down. So what I'm getting with you is that I want you to think of the three things that you absolutely love. Now, I want to tell you, you're way in Florida, so you're probably not aware of this, but the Zappos CEO and founder of he passed away suddenly yesterday. Tony Heisch, 46 years old, an amazing, amazing entrepreneur, 46 years old. All right. And he created everything that a person could possibly create in a lifetime. And they say that it was a tragic accident connected with a fire. I'm bringing all of that up to you because his book, Finding Happiness, is not about anything except connecting with what you know you came in this lifetime to do, right? Which is purposeful living. And so I would like you to think about the three things you love, all right? For me, it's besides my family, it's basically puppies and kittens, all right? I'm just saying. So
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of volunteer work locally with because of puppies and kittens. So matter of fact, there's probably four animal organizations that I actively volunteer for. Now, the cool thing about that are the amazing people I have met that also do that. So it may be that it might be more time for you to find a way to get involved in your community, and it could be volunteering for the Salvation Army and handing out meals so you can meet the other volunteers. Or it could be that you decide to be a bell ringer and collect money for the Salvation Army this year because they're always looking for bell ringers to stand out front with their little red kettle. But what I keep getting with you, Julia, is that it just says if you just get a little bit more involved where you are, you won't want to move.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
That sounds good.
And by the way,
yeah.
Julia,
well, I've been on the...
Julia, how did you find my program?
Oh, Blog Talk. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for calling in. I look forward to talking with you again down the road.
All right. Thank you so much. That was
all right,
wonderful.
See you later.
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 205. Who's this? Oh, I lost them. I have another 205. Let me see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hi, Mona from Alabama. How are you?
Oh, hi, Patricia. What's your question?
My question is about...
And by the way, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Do you have me on speaker?
Can you hear me, Mom?
A little bit better.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. What's your question for me?
Okay. My question is about an ex-partner, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
who has been texting me. His name is Reginald. He's been texting for the last 3 weeks. Started off with, I'm so sorry, and the last few texts have been about, can you forgive me? Just things of that nature. And
Hold on, Patricia. I'm going to go right to the answer to your question. I would forgive him, but I wouldn't engage him.
Okay.
In other words,
okay.
You say, thank you so much for your apology text. Of course I forgive you. I wish you well. I hope you find happiness. That's what I would text back. And then never text him again.
Yes, I have done that. I've texted him, I forgive him, and, you know, thank you. I sent that about 3 weeks ago, and he went into this long story of how he's been crying and all of this different stuff, and then all of the other texts proceeded behind it. So I couldn't figure out, what does this guy want from me?
Oh, so he's going through a rough patch. And is thinking that you're a lifeline to the rough through that rough patch. The thing is that the only reward that there should be from you about this is the reward of the idea that that he had the balls to actually ask you for forgiveness. That's the reward. And everything else, you just need to not respond. Now, you might even have to go as far as blocking him, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's okay.
Yes.
Because what I keep getting with you is that you realize that even when the relationship was going relatively well, you still didn't quite feel totally connected to this person. So once we honor that gut feeling that you had, then letting this one go makes all the difference on the planet. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So 205, which I tried to get on the air a second ago, just came back. Let me see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 205. Are you there?
I am so sorry.
That's okay. What's your first name?
It is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question for me?
My question is, I have applied for two mortgage loans. Well, I applied with two different lenders. And what do you see or feel in reference to those approvals coming through?
Okay, so the one connected with a very analytical, very businesslike man is the one that comes through.
Okay.
So this is either the owner of the mortgage company or the actual person that you're working with. But there's a man here that actually helps you through this, because there are some hoops to jump through with you doing this refi. That's what it says.
That is,
and that this is the man
refi.
That actually.
No,
can,
it's just it's my first mortgage, my first ever.
Oh, okay.
Mortgage.
Okay, then it says there's some hoops for you to jump through connected with this, but there's a man that can help you through it. So it might
okay.
be that you're working with some women right now, but you might want to find out. Okay, you might want to find out if one of these mortgage companies is owned by an actually very analytical, very successful man. And the funny thing is if it doesn't indicate a man, what it means is that you are still in power or in control of this process. So it's going to be a lot of hoops to jump through to get to it. But according to this, it says you do get to it. And by the way, being able to actually have a mortgage and the interest to write off is going to help you in the long run. And it also
yes.
It also helps you get to a place of feeling in control, not only of your life, but of your finances. So to me,
yes,
it feels a little scary, Sophia, but it's saying it's actually going all in the right direction.
You get it. It does, yeah. And there are some hoops that I'm aware and was aware, but I'm working toward those. Actually, you know what? Both are ladies, but one of them, her assistant, called me and explained
mm-hmm.
some things, and it was a male, now that I think of it.
Right. So the thing is that it says that this man is there to help you. So matter of fact, probably the because he's not that warm and fuzzy. He's very businesslike. But the more you appreciate the fact
That's
that
fine.
He's helping guide you, the more he's going to respond to you when you have a question.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Hey, also, thank you for the reminder. I have your 9-day energy reset. I ordered it over a year ago, and I was like, I forgot about that book. I just pulled it off the shelf. Right.
Well,
on
here's
time.
The cool
thank
thing is that you started on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So Tuesday is the 1st. So it's the perfect day to start it. But it's amazing how things shift when you just follow that guide. And the reason I created 9-Day Energy Reset in the first place is I was actually telling these people these rituals over the radio, and I finally went, you know what, I'm just going to put it in a guide. People can download it for the cost of a cup of coffee, and they can do it themselves. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks, Mama.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code 402. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
I could take a look at my finances. I was kind of hoping things, you know, a lot of things were taken from me, and I was wondering if I was going to get any back, any of my assets back.
Okay, so what it says here is there's a vibration of coincidence connected with you finding or getting those things back, but it also means that you have to be diligently aware. So, for example, if your house was burgled or if somebody stole something from you
right.
or whatever, it would be very, very appropriate for you to start going to, matter of fact, spend a Saturday, put on your mask, and go to pawn shops and look and see if any of those things are there. Because you could walk in and say, you know, I had some things burgled from me, and they're very specific. Now, a lot of times these thieves that come in and take this stuff will literally go to a not so ethical pawn shop, and they will, and the pawn shop will buy it for the value of the gold.
Right.
So, but what it says here is, if you're going to do anything, you have to act quickly. You did file a report with the police, right?
Tried. You know, it's happened a few times. One in another state. I can't go to those pawn shops because I'm not in that state.
Okay. Well, what it's saying here is that the only way that you get these things back is if you are super diligent and very timely about it. It's not something that you can delay, because, you know, these awful people act so quickly. I mean, we've had people in Vegas stealing, you know, Christmas decorations off people's front yards.
Right.
People are there are some people that are just in this weird, you know, entitlement sort of thing that all the rules are thrown out the window because they want something, right? So, but what it says for you specifically is that you have to act quickly to get anything back. And that if you don't act quickly to get anything back, then, you know, you won't get it back. The thing is that if I could teach you a big karmic lesson about this, if I could just throw this at you for a thought, is that your identity is not created by what you own. Your identity is created by what you know. And so the thing is that, you know, what you know can never be taken from you. Your spiritual connection to, you know, to the divine, to God, to spirit, everything, that can never be taken away from you. The thing is, those are things. The things that were taken from you can always be recreated.
Well, that's the thing. These can't. These are, you know, sentimental. And
I understand. But the only way to get those back, Sharon, the only way is if you act very quickly, like within days of this happening, because these awful people move very quickly. So, you know, I hope that there's some very unusual pieces that you know, these people would have put them inside. But I would be obnoxious about describing the things that were taken to the police department and make sure there's a report filed. I would make sure that you let your insurance company know that your place was burgled. All of these things, it's awful that it happened. Absolutely awful. And
it's
but
kind
I'm
of been
telling,
a repeated thing, and I'm wondering if it's going to stop.
Well,
see
the
stopping?
Only way, the only way it stops is if you find an incredibly secure place to put those things, like a safety deposit box at a bank. That's the only way it stops.
Oh, so people are just going to keep breaking in?
Well, here's the thing: is that no, it's not that. It's that what I'm truly trying to share with you is that if you really want to protect those things, you're going to have to put them in a much safer place. So your vibration actually throws out there that your things of value are in a much safer place. See, the biggest issue, Sharon, with you is that your heart is so big and you want to have people around you that you care about and you like. And some of those people are not as good-hearted as you are.
Well, that was my other thing. I think I know, you know, someone who's actually been breaking in, so.
Right. And so here's the thing, is that if you think it's that person, what I would do is I would call them and say, you know, hey, I'm just wondering if you could kind of help me keep an eye out for some of my things because they were taken and they've got very high sentimental value to me. So if you can think of anyone that might have taken them, I would really appreciate your help getting those back.
Right.
That's
right.
How
yeah,
I would do it.
I know what you're
All
saying.
Right, Del Pal, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye. I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, yes. My name is Christina. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Christina. What's your question?
I have received, my question is, I'm trying to say it clearly. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
That's all right.
I have had this same family court judge since 2018 going through a divorce. And my ex-husband, he's ordered him to continue paying me, even though he took my children, violating a court order, until they can figure out what's going on. And he wants the back child support, and then he's taken a case out with child support for two reasons. One, to get the money back, and number two is so that he will not see the same judge. He broke into my safe deposit box at the bank. He's politically connected, and I'm terrified. And my question is, will I have 50-50 with my children so that they're going to be okay as adults? And will I be okay financially and see the same judge? Because I'm terrified. I'm scared because
so
he got...
I have to ask you a question because there's a man coming up in your cards. Is your ex a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces?
You could say that, yeah, February 6th is his birthday.
So February 6th would make him an Aquarius.
Yes.
Okay. So there's this man here that's coming up in your cards. I wanted to make sure it wasn't your ex-husband. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
There's a man coming up in your cards that's likely to be a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. He's probably got brown hair and blue eyes. He's somebody that spends a lot of time outdoors, and he's very quiet, all right? The interesting thing is I think this man ends up being your new judge.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
Now,
okay,
here's,
he's a good person.
Here's the thing, is that you're at a point right now where you're taking your happiness seriously. Here's the thing about your ex-husband, which is going to sound really screwy, but I'm going to bring it up. Your ex-husband still thinks that you should be committed to him, even though he's done all these shenanigans.
Yes.
So there's this huge double standard connected with your ex-husband.
Yes.
So he can behave like a dick, and you have to still be the lady in the parlor and the whore in the bedroom. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
So because you're incredibly aware of that, and because he's coming up here as a karmic task for you, a karmic lesson for you, all right? The thing is that nobody can hold a grudge like an Aquarius. Well, Scorpios and Aquarius, I would say, are the two that can really hold a grudge. The interesting thing here is that if you can come up with a way, and this is going to sound incredibly manipulative, but I want you to think about what would motivate your ex-husband to go in the direction you want him to. And I'm going to tell you it has to do with his reputation. So whatever saves his reputation might allow you to get exactly what you want, all right? So being, for example, the statement of being a good father, my ex is so good about sharing custody rights so our children have the benefit of both parents. That would be that kind of a statement. Do you see what I mean? So what you do
that's
is you
how I feel.
Okay, so what you do, and this is you taking your happiness seriously and working the political environment around you so that he has no choice but to do the right thing. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. And
so I really want you to think on that. The other thing I want you to think about is I want you to think about how this whole story, your whole last couple of years, would make an amazing screenplay.
I'm writing that right now.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that came to me while we were talking, and I'm looking at your cards going, you look at all of this as though it's a lesson that you're sharing publicly at some point. But the way to get your ex-husband to do what you want is to allow him to save face in the process of doing it.
Okay, so when I go to this new judge, I was going to say, for, you know, he loves them, and even though there's been shenanigans and antics. The bottom line is he loves them and the kids need to be with him, but they also need to be with me, and he is a good
okay.
dad.
Here's, yeah, that's beautiful. That's perfect. The truth of it is he's a great dad. He will slay dragons for these kids, which is true.
Yes.
That's true. Okay. I just want to make sure that I also get to be a part of their lives because I love them with my whole heart. I'm their mom. So
and just,
you go that way because here's the thing is that first you've heard of the Oreo method, right? The Oreo method is you know, think of the Oreo cookie, right? You throw something good out there, right? That's the top layer of the Oreo. You sneak in the thing that's the request, and then you finish with a thing that's good. So in your example, my ex-husband is someone that would slay dragons for these kids. He's a great provider. He's a good dad. Then you say, but my kids also need their mom. And I'm here because I want to work out an arrangement so that I can also spend time with them because they do need the influence of a mom and a dad, whether they're separated or not. But I want to let you know that I know that my ex-husband will do whatever he can to make sure these kids get the best education and the best foundation to be autonomous adults. That's the Oreo method right there. Okay. And I just got to go because I just looked at the time. So awesome talking to you, Christina. All right.
Thank
let me know
you.
What happens.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
I will.
Okay.
God bless.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.